let's switch to AFL, and David Noble is joining us, General Manager of the Brisbane Lions. Morning to you, Dave.
Morning, gents. How are you going? Happy New Year.
And the same to you, mate. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Going along nicely.
You've been very busy in the off-season re-signing players that are yet to play a game for the Lions. So they're obviously liking what's happening at training, David.
Yeah, no, lucky for those guys, eh? We had a really good trade period, and then we went into the draft, and we've been able to secure a lot of our talent. And I think what's exciting for that is, you know, guys like Jack Payne, you know, one of our local guys through the academy, we've extended him out already. You know, Cam Rayner, our number one pick's got an extension. We re-signed Alex with it in last week. So, yeah, look, I think it's the conversations that we're having with managers, clearly from our side of things, is that the guys want to stay. It's really encouraging. It's a tick of approval, I think, of what the players are creating as far as that environment. And, yeah, look, we're excited about moving into this year's season.
As is the case with a lot of players, they just excel across a lot of sports. Jack Payne, probably case in question, isn't he? You know, he's obviously a very good defender, but could well have been, well, in fact, had he continued on his athletics career, who knows, he could have been getting ready to represent at the Gold Coast in the Commonwealth Games and the Discus.
Yeah, he could have been in the field squad for sure. You know, had a really successful, you know, career in track coming through. Powerful young man. You know, he's, in the old terms, he's probably 6'4", 6'3", 6'4". And really broad across the shoulders. So he got some really strong power. And I guess that was sort of part of the attraction that drew the guys originally. I think it was Ash Drake and Luke Curran that, you know, got him into the squad and the academy squad, and they've worked really well with him. Played in our NEAFL Grand Final with Connor Ballenden last year, our successful winning, you know, Grand Final team up in Sydney. And, yeah, now he's doing all the things that he needs to do, you know, at training, improving his fitness, you know, his strength, diet, all those things that they go through here. So, yeah, he's an exciting talent for sure.
David, these two young lads, Jack Payne and Cameron Rayner, have extended their contracts without playing a game of footy for the Lions yet. With those negotiations, did the management come to you or did you go to the manager or a bit of both?
A bit of both. We'd had some conversations with some of the management groups leading up to the draft in regards to most of those guys, particularly our locals. I mean, it's a strong focus. You know, we've got a really detailed strategic plan underneath that, you know, we're delivering to the AFL at the moment in regards to our academy and what that next 5 years looks like. I think it's a massive advantage that we've got up here against all other AFL clubs. I think the zone that we've actually got is very productive. I think if you look at what our investment has been over the last probably 6 to 10 years and the partnership we've got with AFLQ, we've delivered a lot of talent that's on lists across the country. So when you've got those conversations going on with managers, as I said, particularly with our juniors, our local juniors, it's very exciting. But yeah, we'd had that conversation with Rayner in the lead up, with Cam's management in the lead up to the draft, that, you know, we were keen to extend his contract not too long after he started, and they were very willing and open to that discussion.
So much positivity coming out of the Lions, David. You know, new signings, everything's up and about. You are the current holders of the wooden spoon. It seems as though everyone's forgotten about that and everything's all rosy and full of upbeat at the Lions.
It's funny, Swanee and I were having a bit of a chinwag about a few things yesterday, and that actually came up again. It was like, you know, we call it, you know, the sound bites. You know, the little pieces of information that tend to sort of float across your desk, or, you know, as people sort of filter through the organisation, whether it's from down south or, you know, other sporting groups. Yeah, it's been really, it's been a great environment to work in, and, you know, our players, you know, have taken that on board, and they're basically, you know, they're driving that. We give them a bit of direction, but they're picking it up and they're driving it hard, and, you know, it's standards and it's expectation, and look, it's built on the basis of fundamentals and hard work and getting those things right. So, but yeah, look, it's how do we do it? We probably just celebrated the little wins along the way. You know, Chris stayed on track with the game plan. You know, they got a sense of that stability. We re-signed all of our coaches that were out of contract this year, so we haven't had any movement in our staff this year for probably the first time in 5 or 6 years, and I guess the the players are sensing that and driving it really hard.
And David, the girls were very happy after their first up win against the reigning premiers.
Yes, I went down for that. It was a fantastic effort. You know, Stas and Bree have done a great job. You know, they weren't quite sure, you know, where the competition sort of going to lay after the first year, but they were outstanding. I was down there at Norwood. There were sort of four or five of us. The chairman was down there. Andrew Wellington was there with Sarah Kelly, and there were sort of four of us sitting on our own like a pimple on a pumpkin at Norwood Oval. And they were fantastic. Their third quarter particularly was just great. They had lots of energy. They banded and played extremely well together as a group, and that's been their mark of their team last year, is their, you know, capacity to play well together. And again, they did it again this week. So they're on Sunday this week playing the Bulldogs. So if anyone's around on Sunday, come out and watch.
Yeah. Now the game starts. Just to put people in the picture, the game starts on Sunday, 3:35. It is at the South Pine Sports Complex at Brendale, and the best thing is admission is free, and for the kids, bring the kids along. They've got a terrific lot of things for the kids, including face painting and slushies and a whole lot more. So it's admission free, 3:35 Sunday afternoon. Game starts between the Lions and the Bulldogs.
Yeah, very exciting. It's you know, the Bulldogs or a couple of the Melbourne teams have been touted as ones to watch, and everyone's discounted, you know, ourselves. So it's a nice way to go. I know that's the way Stas likes it. So you talk to the girls, it's just like, just bring it on. They're just eager to get into the, you know, into the regular season.
Good on you.
David, I think a lot of the talk for the Brisbane Lions in the off-season was about the recruitment of Luke Hodge, and he's obviously been getting the publicity. Charlie Cameron, he's another big-name recruit. How's Charlie fitting in?
Yeah, he's going really well. You know, he adds the, I guess, that dimension into our half-forward midfield area. Chris and the coaches have played him through the wing. We've had him in the middle with some match simulation in the centre bounce. We know what he can do up forward. He's got great competitiveness. He tackles really well. And he settled in. Look, he's got a large family connection up through here in the north. He came from Queensland, so he's originally a Queensland boy. Then went to Perth with his mum and dad. Played rugby through Churchies, and then he was actually in the Australian baseball squad as a 16-year-old. So he's a talented athlete that obviously I had a lot to do with when I was at Adelaide, and knew that he was keen to get back home and had been for a couple of years. And he settled in really well and just added a complete new dimension, you know, particularly in that age grouping that he's in that sort of 23-year-old bracket that we've had three or four exit out of the club previously. So he settled in. We're really excited about what he's got to offer, and he's training really well.
Is he quicker in real life than he looks on telly?
Yep, he is. He's one of those ones that gets up to speed very, very quickly. However, we were super excited to see pre-Christmas that Cam Rayner chased him down on one occasion, so that just gives you an indication of how much power and speed we think Rayner's got as well.
And the forgotten man, I mean, no disrespect to this lad, Alan Christensen, after that, some injury concerns. How's he going with rehabilitation?
Yeah, really well. He's he had a break sort of mid-year last year after he had that reoccurrence of that injury. His shoulder settled really well. The medicos were really thorough in their research and investigation around some options that, you know, we looked at. He's trained really well. He's got through so far unscathed. His form's been solid in the sort of the scratch matches that we've had. And I reckon the coaches will finalise the team for AFLX next week. But I'm hedging my bets that I think Alan's probably going to go to play AFLX next week. So that'll give him the first taste of some high-level football. So he's going really well.
Good work. Good on you, David. Thanks for being with us this morning. We'll be chatting plenty during the season.
Pleasure, guys. And our tickets go on sale on Friday, so keep your eyes on our social media. We're excited, and you'll be able to feel the difference in this year.
Good on you. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, guys.